Good evening.
Good evening. Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, you have enough, so I'm going to mute.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. Gedula Jimincha. Tati Serura. Alephit Gimel Yutap Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagdenu. Paharenu no ra. Upre Shayan Sintet Nun. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudha Kevavat Shamre Nun Gimodalit Yutashin. Barhem Taharem. Rachame sitacha tamid gamlem betet resh tadi tach gimel hasin kadosh berov tucha nael adata et chufet et nunayin yachid geyeh Lamcha p'nei zokre kidushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu kabel Ushmatzi akatenu Yodeyata lumot Shin Kufat Zadi Yud Tav We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Dechanum, Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet Notzer Chesed L'Alapim Notzer Awon Wafesha V'Chata'a V'Nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bitkilu Erhimu Tilu Tilu Erhimu Le'afta L'Shem Yudhei Bavapei B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Pasuk Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Elena Masei Adenu Konenei Elena Masei Adenu Konenei. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's from 2 Samuel. Chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. Who We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta he zayo ala da la awa he he ya yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he se se wa. Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa to me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la, yo la he. Sa a la, re yo, a shi la, me yo he. Wa he wa, da nu yo, hey, hey, shi, a me me. Nu nu a, nu yo ta, me be he, pe wa yo. Nu me me, yo yo la, hey, re he, me ta re. Wa me be yo he he, anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko, a yo a ke he be wa. Re a he yo, be me, he yo yo, me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he se se wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he, ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za. Hey she hey me ha ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la a re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa yo da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu yo wa ta me la hey pe a yo nu ko me ro re la hey be hey me za re. Wa he be yo wa he, a la a wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko, a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The Hilo La, the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 23rd day of Sivan. Rabbi Yaakov Pollock of Lublin. Rabbi Raphael Tzmach Ben Shimon. Rabbi Shmuel Tzvi Kowalski. Rabbi Yehuda Assad. Rabbi Yitzhak, Yaakov Yitzhak of Bolondo. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yisod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Hod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Netzach. Ye ahini wu yo hi. Ye ahini wu yo hi. Ye ahini wu yo hi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yo ho. Yo ahuni wu yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Gevura. Ye ach ni we yo. Ye ach ni we yo. Ye ach ni we yo. Chesed. Ye ach ni we yo he. Ye ach ni we yo he. Ye ach ni we yo he. Bina. Ye aheni we yo hey. Ye aheni we yo hey. Ye aheni we yo hey. Hoxma. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Keter. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. We will now connect to the Esther Dibrot. Vayaber Elohim Kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha pesel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim Mima'al ve'asher ba'aretz mitachat Wa'asher ba'mayim mitachat la'aretz Lo tishtachave lachem ve'lo tavdem Ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana Poked Awon Avot Al Banim Al Shileshim We are Rebein Lishonai Liyoseh Chesed La Lafim La Aho Havai Ushomre Mitzvotai Lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha lashav Ki lo nitnake Hashem Et asher yisa et shemo lashav Zachor et yom ha-shabbat Lekadsho sheshet yamim Tavod v'asita Bomilachtecha V'yom hashvi'i Shabbat l'Hashem Elohecha lo ta'aseh Bomilacha Ata uvincha Uvitecha Avdecha Wa'amadcha Begercha asher bisharecha Ki sheshet yamim Asa Hashem et hashamayim Ve et et haaretz, et hayam, ve'et kol asher bam, v'yanoach, v'yom hashvi'i. Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat, v'yikashehu, kabed et avicha, ve'et imecha l'man yarikun. Yamecha al ha'adama, asher Hashem Elohecha, noten lach, lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo tane bereacha, ad shaker, lo tachmod ba'id reecha, lo tachmod eishet reecha, v'avdo, v'yamato v'shoro v'achamoro, v'kol asher l'reecha. We'll now say the first two lines of the Shema. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohechem, Adonai Echad. We will now connect to the Kaddish. Use it as an elevator to rise to the level of our class tonight. Leitgadal v'itkadash emei rabah, and we all say Amen. B'alma dibra kirute b'yam lich malchute b'chayechon u'b'yomechon u'b'chaye b'kol beit Yisrael b'agala Uvizman karir, itbarach v'ishtabak, v'itpa'ar, v'itromam, v'itnaseh, v'itadar, v'italev, v'italal, shemeirekutcha, le'eila min kol birkata, v'shirata, tushpechata, v'nechemata. Da'amiran bi'alma yeshlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'imromal hu yase shalom aleinu V'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Today's class is a Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, will open up to a landing page with all of those parashas. Scroll down into the book of Bamidbar for the parasha of Shlach Lecha. When you open up that landing page, scroll down to section 14. Although I don't believe we have finished section 13, and we'll take a closer look at that later in the week before our class on Thursday. But section 14.
Hello.
Yes, Hannah.
I do have the note that we completed it. We did the second of 18 was mostly Shabbat, and then on the 7th of June of 18, I had completed. But if you want to redo it, you redo it. That's fine, you know. But just according to my notes, that's what it says.
Okay, so we've concluded section 13.
Yeah. On June the 7th of last year.
Very good. Thank you for the update. So we will start with section 14, and that is beginning with verse 117, Pasuk 117. We'll say a L'shem Yehud before we begin. And please make a note that the Parasha Vayelech is an error in the omission. It's actually Parasha Shlach Lecha. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yud-Hei B'Vav-Hei B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Konanei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Konaneihu. Pasuk 117. Petach Rabbi Lai, we amar tamim tihye in Hashem. Elohecha ma ben tam letamim. Beavraham ketiv. Kitalech lefanai ve'eye tamim. Yaakov ishtalim, yatir ketiv beya, Yaakov ishtam, amayikre ishtam, begin dela, ishtar beya, besolet kelal dahatiriya hawa beya. The translation. Rabbi Eli, opened the discussion saying, you shall be perfect. The Hebrew word is tamim, with Hashem your Elohim. And he asked, what is the difference between tam, which is translated as perfect, and tamim, which is translated as perfect? He responds, by Abraham it is written, walk before me and be perfect, using the word tamim. By Jacob, who was more perfected, it is written, and Jacob was a plain, perfect, tam man. Why was he called a perfect man? Since no refuse was left with him, as the uncovering of the membrane at circumcision was performed on him. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. How does circumcision create perfection? The removal of the end of the body removes Satan. Verse 118. Bima yitpera v'itake mehahu pesolet begin dehahu atar diatkif lit solet dilgoi atar difriya shari ihu shor diokna dismala deke Ur saya dileya behahu shor igre shor tam beharitika bekur saya rishima the Brit Itbeya, the Ad Haishor, the Kratam, the Yaakov Achid, Beya Begavehu Yah, Uhaishor Aved Ria, the Abar Zuhama, Fitif Suzolet Ula. The translation. He inquires, how did he perform that membrane uncovering and become cleansed from that refuse? And he responds, that area that strengthens the refuse within that exists where the membrane is an ox, which is the left image of his throne. For in the chariot of the throne are the face of the lion to the right and the face of the ox to the left. That ox was referred to as an ox that has not gored. The Hebrew word for gored is tam. Since there exists an impression of that covenant of circumcision in the chariot of that throne, therefore this ox is called an unblemished ox. Jacob is connected with it and with this ox. He has performed the membrane uncovering and has removed the soil of that refuse completely or entirely. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. The phrase not gored used the word tam, translation perfect. Why? Because an ox is capable of goring. Perfection comes when it does not utilize the capability. This is my opinion. Another unwritten aspect is that Jacob is very close to Joseph. Joseph represents the chariot for Yesod, Jacob for Tiferet. Joseph is known as an ox. This is also part of the idea that Jacob was perfected. He achieved his tikkun. Verse 119. Bema adnita di tzalel b'kiti v'yizkor Elohim et Rachel b'sara kiti p'kida Uv Rachel ketiv zekira, Amai begin dezachor itrashim. Beyakov dedihu berit shalim, kadit yalid. Yosef uma kad natal shor, behadeya delait keif. Zitra achara, ukich itkere Yosef, bekor shor, bekor dehahu, shor de Natal Yaakov, bekor shoro, vedache lehahu, shor. The translation. In the Baraita of Bezalel, it is written, and Elohim remembered Rachel. He inquires, about Sarah it is written, visited, as in, and Hashem visited Sarah. But about Rachel it is written, remembered. Why, he responds, remember, which is the secret of Yesod, is impressed on Jacob, who was a complete covenant when Joseph was born. How was this perfect covenant achieved? It is when he took with him the ox that assails the other side, which assails and destroys the soiled refuse of the ox that gored thrice. that dwells within that membrane to be removed, as mentioned nearby. Therefore, Joseph is referred to as the firstling of the herd, meaning the ox's firstborn that Jacob took and that pushed aside that ox of the other side, which is the ox that gored thrice. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse becomes more esoteric. To clarify this verse requires one to learn attributes and moods of the animal that is called or named ox. Verse 120. Shortam v'yakov ishtam ribon v'shalit Maria de Beta de Hahu Shortam Shari Pegege Vavya Pegave Vya Pegin de Eat Shor Moed Moad Pistar Arla Peria the Kama Cardine Mimusin Nifkin Mineya Adarga Patraita de Ikreshia Ahudia Fil Betin Tioma de la Dirin Darin Behu Bene Nasha Behu Nafka mehahu shor moad peda betchibura techa mor bisha ukis lo tacha rosh peshor uvacha mor yachdav begin delal itara lehu. The translation, the unblemished, in Hebrew, the tam ox, meaning, and Jacob was a plain, the Hebrew word is tam also. Jacob was a plain man, meaning a sovereign ruler, the master of the house within which that unblemished ox dwells. That is Malchut, from which is drawn the unblemished ox. Because there exists an ox that has gored thrice on the side of the foreskin and the skin of the uncovered membrane, meaning the entire foreskin and the refuse that is absorbed in the skin of the membrane that gets uncovered. Many prosecutors emanate and result from it down to the lowest level, that is, are empty of people. All result from that ox who gored thrice when joined with the evil donkey. Therefore, you shall not plow with an oxen and a donkey together in order not to incite them. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. Remember, the ox is lenient judgment, and the donkey is harsh judgment. Together, nothing is able to stand against their combined power. Verse 121. As a continuing unwritten commentary, of course, Hashem can stand against them.
Verse 121.
David. Pekad awoke aleil dikar, benu bakachada, kidei natil kol atvam, ileini atim. Ve'ihu ha'emet, kati ten emet le'ako, kalal dekar v'nukba chachada shalimu dekola. The translation. In the yeshiva of Bezalel, and also in the two yeshivot, meaning in the yeshiva of Memtet and the yeshiva of the Holy One, blessed be he, they said that, and Jacob was a plain man, the Hebrew word is tam. It means that a husband of that tam, that completion, which is Malchut, who is he? The husband of tam, that is the Aleph, which is part of the secret of the Vav, fully spelled Vav Aleph Vav. Since Jacob is the secret of Aleph, and Malchut is the secret of Tom. When they include male and female together, Jacob takes all these letters, Aleph Tom, the secret of Aleph Tav Mem. These are the letters of Emet. The English word is truth. And it is written, you will show truth to Jacob. Since truth combines the male and female together, and then they are in complete perfection. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. The phrase Aleph Tam can be translated as unity is perfection. Pasuk 122. Avraham lait pekad al priya pekad al haitam ugoi dargin bileya tikrun kachadayam with hainu tamim levatar istalak. Avraham v'al legoy v'yitkashar yim yamina ila'a. The translation. Avraham was not commanded about the uncovering of the membrane when he entered, meaning he circumcised himself. He entered into Tam, completion, and into its levels that are called in combination, Yam, meaning the ocean. And this is Tamim, which contains the letters in Tam Yam. Following this, Abraham was elevated and entered the innermost interior and was connected with the uppermost right. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. The splitting of the membrane is being taught as the completion of the circumcision in this and an earlier pasuk. Pasuk 123. Tamim tihye. Hashem Elohecha Vadai Kimadi Hu Tamim Kalala Chada Of Ant Vehei Imeya Tamim Ameya Vadai Bema Itaved Farnash Tamim Di hei tam yam tam kima Parayam Kalinun Dargin Kadishin Tileya Ikrun Yam Vila Itpershan Mineya Lealmin Ofant Pekavna Da Leada Minach Dargin Nukrain Uitkashira Uitkashira Batamin Lemecheveibach Dargin Kadishin Razadayam Darga Kadisha Tam Lekabela Aleph Razadiyako Barnash Isterich Lemecheve Bekol Yoma Tam Yam Egavda Da Mamash. The translation. You shall be perfect, the Hebrew word is tamim, with Hashem your Elohim. Certainly, just like he is tamim in one principle, since Yam was included in Tam, as mentioned, you too be perfect, the Hebrew is tamim, with him certainly. Through what does a person become tamim? That is by doing or by being Tam Yam, in one combination. As we explained about Tam, all the holy levels of Malchut that is referred to as Tam are called Yam, and never separate from it. You likewise remove from yourself all the foreign levels, and connect yourself with Tamim. Thus you shall have in you the holy levels, and connect yourself with Tamim. Thus you shall have in you the holy levels, which are the secret of Yam, and the holy level, Tam, that should be ready to accept afterwards the Aleph, which is the secret of Jacob, and the combination of Emet will be made, as we mentioned previously. Every day man must be Tam Yam, in exactly the same way. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. Tam Yam is a phrase that can be translated as the sea of perfection. What does a perfect sea look like to you? To me, it is perfectly calm on top, with no movement and turbulence below. This is a perfect metaphor for the emotions of a tzaddik. This is my opinion. Verse 124. Ashta parish mandefarish bim tivta. Kisihara kadisha shafira ihu bechivavru Wekal kegavnin menatsam baumru kamal Vayahu kehahu shafiru Bechivavru deshim shami mamash Uvahu yama Dila goy shivin shinin Nafkanu nachadav yapik mineya Gavin tekelet vihi natla Taka vevinan Da Pataki nat leya vitap diayo Levar bahai gavien Lavlaha Gavin Lahusha Dila Yahashesh Vyargaman Lahusha Aval Sopa Dilvar Hai Gavin Uke Gavna Dahawa Mishkina Dekuleya Bishbiru Miruka Malagoy Uvatar Uparshu Teged Kalil Tekelet Memtet Begin Dit Hot Yam Da'it Metu Lot Yam Kalal Dekar Venufa Deed Lonina. Begin deit chot yam, da eet mitsu lot yam, kalal de kar venupa, deit lonena, isha, deistak la vikad mistaklim, zemin leenai hu, ka ven tilke la, vilayak la, Enai hu l'shalta v'hihi itakana l'goy b'kol k'gavnain marubka aman k'daka ya'ut mitahman Le dalet sitrin di alma. The translation. Someone explained in the yeshiva that the whole Holy Moon, which is the secret of Malchut, is white in color, which is the secret of the light of Chesed. All the colors sparkle within her and get embroidered, meaning also the light of Chokmah. And she has the same as that actual beauty and whiteness of the sun, which is the secret of Zeranpin. In that ocean of Malchut, within a period of 70 years, a certain fish emerges and takes out from it the color blue. And she takes this dye and prepares it and covers herself from outside with that color. It is not that the blue color is her dress, which is why she wears it as an outer garment, since it is written her clothing is fine linen and purple. But blue is not appropriate for her dress. However, this color is only an exterior cover over Malchut. Similar to this, it was at the tabernacle that is entirely of beautiful embroidery internally, and after that, and shall spread over it a cloth wholly of blue on the outside. What is the reason? It is because below this ocean, which is Malchut, there are depths of the sea, which are Klipot, that are composed of male and female. They have an evil eye with which to stare, and when they stare at Malchut, meaning that they wish to draw illumination of Chokmah from her, from above downward in the manner of the Klipot, the blue color is ready for their eyes. Their eyes cannot affect Malchut, and that is only externally, however. She is fixed internally by all embroidery colors, which is the secret of white, red, and green, as is proper for continuation of Chokmah. They spread to the four sides of the world. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this verse is clear as written. For approximately 1,500 years, the knowledge of how to produce the color of blue tehelet was lost, and people needed to wear four white strings of tzitzit instead of the biblical mitzvah of three white strings and one blue tehelet string. In the last 30 plus years, this blue tehelet was revealed and is slowly becoming accepted. The color comes from a secretion of a species of sea snail from off the Israeli coast that is the territory of the tribe of Zebulun. This secretion must be collected and dried in the sun until the secretion turns to tehelet. Here is a website to do more research if you are interested. It's called tehelet.com. We have run out of time. We might be able to do one more verse, but we will not be able to finish the whole section. So we will pick up this section 14, starting with verse 125 on Thursday. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow is Wednesday, so we will have a 4:30 deep Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, questions and answers. I hope you will bring some questions to answer. Did someone want to ask a question or make a comment or have a thought?
I was wondering about the color purple. That it was mentioned that it wasn't purple, but it was blue. So, which sephirah does the purple belong to? Is it Keter?
To the Keter.
Okay. To me, that sentence didn't fit there, so I'm going to have to reread that paragraph.
It's a long paragraph. If you know anybody who reads Orot, they will talk about most people having a yellow, or some have a green aura. Once in a great while, a dark aura, and an even lesser often, they would have a purple aura. And those colors will direct you as to the sephirah that you're on at that moment.
Well, I know in the virtuous woman, Proverbs 31, it mentions her clothing is silken purple, I believe. And
you were not clear because of the microphone, so if you want to say it again,
Okay, I said, well, in the virtuous woman of Proverbs 31, it refers to the woman as silk and purple are her clothing. I was trying to make a connection there. But I need to reread it. So, like you said, it's a long one.
Well, just to give you a hint, if you have a tree and it bears a fruit, and inside the fruit is another seed, the fruit is called malchut, while the seed within this fruit, when it gets plowed and planted, that seed from the fruit of malchut is called Keter.
Keter. Mm-hmm.
And that may help you understand that phrase.
Okay. And I suppose purple does have blue in it.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Not the red and blue, made purple.
Shalom Gadol to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Shalom. Bye-bye.